Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to the Highlights Pod with your hosts Brady and Aiden. Today, since it's just episode one, we're going to be doing a quick game and introduction. So a little bit about ourselves. Obviously, we're two high schoolers, and through every episode, we're going to be taking you guys through different topics and learning our thoughts and opinions on them through the eyes of two high school teens. So the game that we're going to be playing today, since it's just the first episode, we're going to be just playing a quick game of Would You Rather. We'll both be answering the questions and try to pick a couple here that aren't as common. So you ready?
I'm ready. Ready as hell.
Okay. Here we go. Number one. If you were reborn in new life, would you rather be alive in the past or future?
Well, future, you know, because I've already learned enough about the past. You know, I don't know about the future yet. So I'm going with that one.
I would have to agree. I'm going to agree with you on that one because, yeah, I mean, there's so much more technology that could be available in the future.
I just don't want that butterfly effect to happen where I would fuck something up, you know? Just know I would.
Yeah. Alrighty, number two here. Would you rather experience the beginning of planet Earth or the end of planet Earth?
Beginning for sure.
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't know why anybody would want to experience the end unless they're a psychopath.
It's just so depressing. Yeah. You literally watch
all life and Earth crumble. It'd just be terrible.
Yeah, and plus you can actually see how bad life was in 1500s before, obviously, technology was available.
Yep.
All right, number three. Would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the most intelligent?
Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
For me, this is easy. Funniest, because you could be the funniest and the second most intelligent.
Yeah, but you could also be the second funniest and the most intelligent. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I know, but I would rather be funny. Nobody wants to talk to a nerd.
I'm gonna go intelligent,
quote, nerd.
Just because I feel like it's easier to make money, and as if you're intelligent than funny.
I just feel you draw more people in if you're funny.
Yeah, you draw. Yeah, you're gonna be a little bit more personable if you're funny. But you know,
obviously, in our everyday lives, that's how we.
I am the funniest person in the room. So,
well, yeah. Second,
I'd like a change.
That's okay. You know, but that's how we draw people in. Obviously, in track and whatnot.
Yes, we do.
Okay, moving on. Number four. Would you rather reverse one decision you make every day or be able to stop time for 10 seconds every day?
Oh, man. I'm going to say, so I get to or I have to?
I think you get to.
Yeah, reverse one decision I make a day.
See, I'm going with the other one. Because I don't think I make too many dumb decisions.
Yes, but if you make one, then you have the opportunity to fix it. What are you going to do if you stop time for 10 seconds?
You can cheat on a test. You can, if it's track, you can win a race. You can sell your opponent. I feel like I would use that every day. I wouldn't be reversing a decision every day.
Yeah, but I feel like the reverse decision could help more in a bigger situation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I wish it was you can see the outcomes of two decisions.
Yeah.
That'd be ideal.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, number five. Would you rather win $50,000 or let your best friend win $500,000?
Um, I go best friend in 500,000. You know, I think I can make some money off of that too. And it's more money just spread around with the people I like more. 50,000, and like, it's not getting spread around as much. I'd rather see one person be, one of my friends be
Yeah, but
very rich.
you do get the variable where they just turn your back on you and don't give you anything.
That is true. That's true. Which would be disappointing. Yeah, that's very true. So that's a tough one.
I think I would have to go with the 50K.
I
Even if
might
you
switch to the 50K just because.
do, it's guaranteed money in your pocket,
Yeah,
even if
it
you
is
do give some
guaranteed.
of it away.
Yeah, that is true.
All right, number six here, moving on. Would you rather continue with your life or restart it?
Ooh.
These are tough ones. Make you think a little bit.
Continue with the life I have. Do I get to restart with the knowledge I have now?
I would assume no.
Assume no, that I'm gonna keep my life now then, I think.
I don't know. If we cut the knowledge, I would restart for sure.
Oh yeah, restart for sure. But I
I
feel
think.
like there's so many variables if you restart without the knowledge you have now. Like you don't know what you're actually gonna do.
Yeah. I think at the I would still restart. Because there's so many things I would have done differently. Now, obviously, I
You
don't
wouldn't
have
know.
that the knowledge, but
Maybe you would
there's
have a
just
chance at
so
it.
many like there's so many things that I could do differently or that could end differently, or I don't know. I just feel like that second chance, whether even if I don't know what I'm doing or getting myself into,
Yeah,
take me
yeah.
7-0. Give me 17 more years.
Yeah.
No matter or not.
True. True.
Okay, seven. Would you rather go back to the past and meet loved ones who passed, or go to the future to meet your children and grandchildren? Me, I'm going to the past. I feel like I'll be alive to see children and grandchildren. At least I hope. I mean, I probably just me, but like my grandpa, my great grandpa, they've all, they're all in the Illinois Basketball Hall of Fame. So I feel like if I were to just meet them and talk to their younger selves, I feel like that'd be really cool.
I feel like for you, that's a little bit. I would go forward because I really haven't lost any like family really. It's been like great grandparents, and I like didn't really know them anyway. And so it's like I don't really know them, but in the future, I don't even know if I'll get to meet them at that point. Like, I don't know how long I'm living. I feel like there's a lot of variables that way. Like I don't, might never get to meet my grandchildren, so that's why I'm gonna sit forward.
I mean, yeah, it's obviously depends on your situation. I'm gonna
Yeah,
skip number eight because I don't like it.
but
Number nine, would you rather visit 100 years in the past or 100 years in the future? There's similar questions, but
yeah, 100 future.
now this one I would definitely go 100 in the future.
Yeah, because
If Earth is there, assuming Earth is still, habitable.
yes. The possible technological advancements are just endless 100 years in the future.
I mean, you just see from 2000 to 2020.
Yeah, it's just such a big jump
Now
that you can
multiply
only
possibilities
imagine.
by five. Who knows?
Yeah, we're
And the
only
final one
advancing.
for today, would you rather speak all languages or be able to speak to all animals?
I'll let you go first on this one.
Okay, I don't really know. However, I think I would rather be able to speak to all animals because I can speak to enough people. I feel like enough people know English. And I feel like if you were be if you could understand animals and talk to them, I feel like, get yourself some allies down the road of whatever happens, or just being able to know how they feel or what even their experiences are for, like, the ones that live in the jungle or live in the ocean, you know.
Yeah, I didn't even think about like the talking to them about their experiences, but I still would go animal because I feel like speaking English, I speak probably the most universal or one of the most universal languages in the world. So I'm able to communicate with enough people or with at least somebody who can get my message across to people that
Yeah.
speaking all languages isn't that important.
Isn't as helpful.
Yeah. I and speaking to animals, I just think would be like a cool thing. Then again, I
Or you get yourself stuck in like the savannas or something and you get a lion rolling up on you. You're like, hey man,
yeah,
watch
you could.
yourself. I'm not trying to, cause any harm or whatever and get eaten.
Yeah,
So.
you could. It could end up being a helpful thing in that manner. But I feel like there's so many animals. I feel like you would. I don't know. Would you like be hearing stuff though? Like from all those, like if you're in like if you're like camping or something and you're in the forest and you're
Yeah.
just hearing all those animals, like I feel like
I don't
there's
know. Maybe
that
it's
side.
something you can turn on and off.
Yeah, if it's something you could turn on and off, I think that's a little bit nicer. But you know, like if it's constantly there, I feel like that could be annoying at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Could be. I mean, never know. That's why these are tough.
They are.
Okay, well, that was the last one. So for episode one, I think we'll just leave it there. Thank you to everybody who listened. We will have episode two ready to go Friday, May 8th.
Next week.
And we'll actually be a real episode where we talk about a legitimate topic. And not just a short, pick a side type of game. So anyway, thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next Friday. Bye.